speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, today we have another interesting decision from the Supreme Court. As I tweeted out this morning, I said the Supreme Court has become the Forrest Gump branch of government. They're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's just like, so today we'll talk about what came out yesterday afternoon. They decided they would give away half of Oklahoma to the Indian reservations, and it was a 5-4 decision. The deciding vote was Neil Gorsuch, who wrote the decision. And so we're going to talk about the twisted logic behind what they had to do to save a pedophile. And this is a guy who violently raped a 4-year-old. But his defense is he did it on an Indian reservation. Okay, well, let him go. I mean, that was 23 years ago. This 4-year-old girl is now 27. She's had to live with this for 23 years. This guy has been appealing it under every basis. Never denied that he did it. He said, well, I did it on Indian reservation, so that's okay. Is that the Indian tradition? Do you realize what the Indian reservation system is? Do you realize that it's under the Bureau of Indian Affairs and how corrupt that is? What it was designed for? I mean, the Indian reservation system is absolutely corrupt and has been from the very beginning. It is the picture of what the federal government wants to do to all of us. As I've said many times, they ended private slavery with the consolidation of government in the Civil War. I don't think that was the it was one of the issues, but it wasn't the issue for the people who were fighting it. It was what happened after the fact for most of the people. There were some abolitionists who wanted to have that war. Some, like Lysander Spooner, said, he'd fought for abolition, but he said, I don't want to destroy our Constitution for abolition. Let them go and suffer the consequences. But we need to keep the Constitution, not destroy the Constitution. So he opposed slavery, and he opposed Lincoln's war. But as we've seen what happened after that, these altruistic Union soldiers who then went west and said the only good Indian is a dead Indian. That was General Sheridan, who had destroyed the Shenandoah Valley. As they did that, the consequence of that was really to give the world its first concentration camps and complete manipulation of society with government schools. They took the children from the parents. They shipped them back east to boarding schools so that they could break the parental and cultural connection that these children had with their families and with their tribes. And that's what they've done to you, America. That's exactly what they have done to you. This kind of containment, this kind of welfare system. Don't worry, we'll give you, we're not going to let you actually grow anything or have any freedom about how you live your life, but we'll give you some money and we'll have a corrupt bureaucracy rule over you. That's the Indian reservation system. That's the system that they brought to the inner cities in big ways in the middle of the 20th century for black families. And that's the system that they want to impose on you with Agenda 21. But then there's the legal issues of our judicial supremacists, the real tyranny in this country. So we'll be talking about that after we take a look at the latest updates on America held hostage. It's not good enough what's happening right now. President Fauci wants to extend this. He wants to lock people down. As a matter of fact, here in Austin, they just said $2,000 fine if you're not wearing a mask, and that's going to be there until December 31st. Another 6 months of this. They're not going to take this off anytime soon. We're going to have to throw off these shackles. They don't ever give up any power that they take. Never give it up. Never let them keep it. We'll be right back.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping.
double Patriot points. Double 50-60%
off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter Sum of Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time, double Patriot points, and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, VasoBeats, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 10th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 116 of America Held Hostage. And quite frankly, I've been given an early indication from the mayor here in Austin that we will be doing this to the end of the year at the very least. They don't expect to even let you walk around without a mask for another 180 days. Another 6 months they're looking at. So we'll be doing this. It'll be day 296, I'm certain. Yeah, this is going to keep going until we tell them we've had enough of this stuff. Fauci's pushing for new rounds of state shutdowns. Any state that's having a serious problem here, we should seriously look at shutting it down. Shut down the entire state. And, of course, he says that he and his Corona Task Force, and that's what they've been tasked with, to shut down America, to destroy America, to destroy your life, basically, and to vaccinate you. You know, they're not going to have the vaccines until the end of the year, so you're going to be locked down. You'll have the mask on. This is about teaching you obedience, teaching you to follow orders, getting used to this, keeping you scared to death of everybody else. And when they tell you the vaccine's your ticket out, the vaccine is going to keep you safe. The vaccine will give you the privileges to move and to work and to go to school and so forth. By another 6 months, they think they'll have that for you. So he says, we've been in frequent contact with governors and mayors, and we just have to tighten things up. Yeah, that noose around your face. Austin residents who violate health rules will get a $2,000 fine, says the Marxist mayor here, Adler, and the city council. And they have extended this order again through December the 31st. Again, another 6 months are going to have this on here. And he's very honest about it, says not the mayor, but one of the Marxist council members here, Greg Cesar. The goal isn't just issuing fines. Our goal is to get compliance. That's right. Going to make you comply. Make you obey. It's a symbol of obedience and deference to their authority. And they said that they've got a lot of different precautionary guidelines. Not only just wearing masks, but you got to do the social distancing and no groups larger than 10. But the key thing is going to have employers doing screening for everybody before they go to work. And now they're talking about, I don't know when we're going to enter stage 5. Stage 5? I thought we had 4 phases. Now we've got 5 stages, right? And, of course, Governor Abbott is right there in support of these Marxist Democrats like Adler and Cesar. Governor Abbott sent Mayor Steve Adler a letter saying that the city had his full support in enforcing additional measures for compliance. Well, you know what? Abbott, you have fully lost my support and any Texan who loves liberty. and the Constitution. You have lost it, and I hope you never get office again. You ought to be driven out in shame. Texas is telling people, the state of Texas, the Texas Division of Emergency Management now, is suggesting, right now it's just a suggestion, but they're going to step this up. You should consider wearing a mask even when you're in your own home. This is what these tyrants, I can't take him off. I can't even stand to look at his sorry face anymore. Abbott. Hey, Abbott, you're not going to have me wear a mask in my house. We have a lot of guns in Texas, and we can carry those in our houses. Don't come in my house looking to see if I'm wearing a mask. While we believe the community is doing a great job of following the rules when they're outside the home, we really need to be thinking about doing the same thing when we're inside the home, says the state of Texas. I think you need to be worried about following the Constitution. Yeah, having a uniform there and a badge doesn't give you any authority. The Constitution gives you authority, and you don't have any authority. The governor, the Texas bureaucrats underneath him, none of them have any authority on this. Now you got a Colorado town that is threatening a year in jail for residents who refuse to wear masks. Everyone over the age of 6. So that's it. You know, as soon as you get out of diapers, you put it on your face. Required to wear a mask. Must be worn inside any retail or commercial business, governmental office, healthcare facility, including veterinary offices. So does that include your dog if your dog is over 6? I don't know. Maximum penalty is actually even higher than it is here in Austin. Here in Austin, $2,000 fine. There in Colorado, $2,650. How did they come up with that? Is there any change there? $250, $650 and 75 cents or something like this? I mean, if we're going to be arbitrary. Oh, that's right. They're not putting any change in there because the Federal Reserve has now restricted our ability to get coins because they're pushing us into a cashless society. You got business after business saying, we're not going to take cash anymore. It's dirty, dirty. Oh, and by the way, if you insist on doing cash with some of the other people who have not said that they're just going to flat out refuse to do cash, then we don't have any coins, so we just have to round it up. So you don't really want to go that way, do you? This is another effort to consolidate economic power, if you haven't seen enough of that. And, of course, the people who are pushing this are the ones who are going to be making money off of the fees. You know, most small businesses are happy to deal in cash because that reduces their banking fees. But of course, we don't have small businesses anymore. They've been driven out of business for the most part. Any person charged with an offense under this emergency order may choose to enter a plea of not guilty and be entitled to a trial as authorized by law, says the executive order. Well, isn't that nice? Maybe we need to go back to what I've been saying for the longest time. Jury nullification. Jury nullification. That is one of the key linchpins of our freedom. And I hope people, when that, you know, this could be a good thing. A lot of people, when they they're grabbed by the government or in the war on drugs or some other unconstitutional thing like that. They're afraid because they add all kinds of penalties to it. All kinds of things. And, so it's like, and they play that because they want you to play the game of plea bargaining. You know, they come after you against one thing, and even if you're not guilty of that, they add a whole bunch of other charges to twist your arm, just like they did, General Flynn, to try to get you to say, okay, I'll plead guilty, you drop these other extra charges, which are padded on there. And so you have a very, very small percentage of people who even go to a jury trial because they play that game with them. But, you know, we have this type of situation. They're going to be coming after you, trying to put you in jail for a year, trying to hit you with thousands of dollars worth of fines, trying to shut down your business, destroy your entire economic life. And it's going to be focused on this thing alone. And I think in this environment, well, we've got at least half of us who realize that this is really just a political move that hasn't anything to do with health. I think we've got half of the population that understands that. If you go to a jury trial, you got a pretty good shot of at least having a couple of people in that jury, and you only need one, is going to say, nope, that may be the law, I disagree with the law, because that's what the jury nullification is about. It isn't about the facts of the case. Oh, yeah, I wasn't wearing a mask. And, oh, yeah, you claim that you've got a law. But guess what? We don't like that law. That's what the jury is for. The jury is there as a check against overreach by our elected and our unelected government masters. And we say, well, you know what? I don't agree with the penalty, or I don't agree with the law itself. That's the long-standing tradition of Western civilization that has been swept away over the years by this piling on of charges. So if we get this down to this core thing, and it is a big fundamental issue, and we need to have some jury trials on this. We'll be right back.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
I am cutting this breaking announcement on July 9th. By Monday, we will have to end the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's the July 4th sale, the tail end of it, and all of the high-quality products that were sold out have been back in stock and are available again, but some of these are in limited numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, not just store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but we have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and K, so good for your immune system, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken under the tongue, 50% off, back in stock, and again, double Patriot points. Bodies, 50% off, sold out for months, now back in stock with double Patriot points and free shipping. All of these, storable food, available again, ships 3 to 4 weeks, we have it in stock, get your orders in now. Again, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Today's special lung cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Double Patriot points, toward free shipping. It's about to end, take action now, and thank you all for your support.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say, at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her, and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So this is really about politics. It's also going to be about you taking back your rights. And as we look at these increasing measures, you know, masks were, no, they're not good. Actually, they're harmful for you. They said they told us the truth about that at the very beginning. But now they're telling us, no, you got to wear them. First, they began saying, the U.S. Surgeon General reversed himself, he said, well, you know, just do it because it's good for morale. Now they're saying you got to do it because you got to learn to obey. You got to learn compliance to follow the rules. And now you must follow the rules or we're going to give you $2,000 fines or $2,600 fines in Colorado. In Austin, they said, this is going to be till the end of the year, so get used to it. You got the Texas State Department of Unhealth telling you that you need to start thinking about wearing this in your home. 6 years old and older, wear this in your home. It's escalating. On a day, that's just a suggestion now. You know, just like wearing them outside was a suggestion, wearing them in businesses was a suggestion after they suggested that it wasn't in your best interest from a health standpoint. And we've had a lot of people do this. We've had doctors do it. We've had university professors. I just saw that Del Bigtree hooked his kids up to a CO2 monitor and put a mask on them. A lot of people have done the experiment. Of course, you can do it yourself. You can put a mask on and see how easy it is to breathe. And of course, these are cloth masks. It's questionable whether or not the N95 mask actually does anything to stop this. I don't think it does. The virus particle is smaller in size than the smallest amount that they will capture 95% of, which is what N95 means. So I don't think even the N95 mask is effective, and that's why you have a lot of medical professionals use a shield over their face. Well, that's coming too, I'm sure. Or like this guy here that we got up on the screen. Said, well, they told me I had to wear a mask. I just eat hamburgers. So I took the hamburger wrapper. I put it on my face. I said, yeah, that's okay. Then they show you a video clip. Says, by the way, here's how you keep your mask on when the oxygen thing drops down if we have an emergency. And if that isn't ridiculous enough. I mean, you got to leave the mask on, even though you're going to have an oxygen mask completely covering your face and your breathing. But then they say, okay, you can take off the mask if you want to eat your pretzels. Not if there's an emergency and the oxygen mask drops down, but if you want to eat your pretzels, that's fine. So he said he made sure that his pretzels lasted for the entire flight. But this is about politics. And they're coming out and being quite honest about it, really. USA Today op-ed piece. Trump's last line of defense is the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Remember that? Going back to Bill Clinton's rape and violent sexual assault charges, his impeachment for lying under oath. Remember that? They said, nah, it doesn't matter. It's about the economy. And they know that. That's why they are killing the economy with the mask and with the lockdowns. And they want to extend it, which is what President Fauci wants to do. And President Trump and the GOP stand there like deer caught in the headlights, or they're actually helping them, quite frankly. They're not just passive. They're partnering with them. Before COVID-19, writes the Democrat here, writing this. This is Bradley Baychuk from American Bridge, writing on USA Today. He says, before COVID-19, Trump was planning to stake his reelection on a roaring economy, and he would have had a semi-legitimate, says the Democrat. No, he would have had a legitimate argument to make. Now we're in a recession with nearly 50 million people filing unemployment claims. And so we're going to rub his nose in this lockdown that Fauci has been able to create and his globalist partners have been able to create a global depression. Determining that their vote is who would best steer the economy, the country through an economic crisis on that issue. They chose Trump by a significant margin. It's our job as Democrats to show them that this has been disastrous. And quite frankly, it has been. It has been. And it continues to be. As long as he allows Fauci to keep us locked down, he will lose, I think. And he deserves to lose. because there are bigger issues here even than the economy. And that's our liberty and our Constitution. I will not support anybody who supports these measures and who allows this to be done to us. Will not support it. I don't know. I'm just going to set out the presidential election. I'm not voting for these Marxists, but I'm not voting for evil. And this is the worst evil I have seen from any president, Democrat or Republican, getting away with this in my lifetime. The worst. So he says, if we want to ensure that Trump doesn't win a second term, we need to cut off the last leg of his reelection bid. It's the economy, Democrats. Exactly right. And so they want to keep this going. And they want to tell everybody of course, the problem is for the Democrats, but they don't really have to worry about it. But the Democrat rank and file are quite happy to sit at home and collect a check. They wanted that anyway, right? They wanted welfare, the universal basic income. That's the best things ever happened to the Democrat rank and file. So they're not really upset about this. They just don't want Trump in. But for Republicans and for Trump's base, for the middle class that has been squeezed out, for the middle class that's had their jobs taken, their businesses shut down, this is going to be a big game changer. Texas Republican Convention in Houston has now been canceled. Of course, I reported that it was coming from the convention center. But the convention center said, well, it's the mayor who actually told us to do that. And that's what we do now. We follow the orders from the Democrat people. You know, we were supposed to have the Libertarian Party convention in May here in Austin. And they shut that down. And so now the Libertarians are going to Florida because the Florida governor, DeSantis, is not kowtowing to everything like the Texas governor is. You've got Disney World is going to be opening up this weekend in Orlando. And also in Orlando, kicked off on Wednesday, the Libertarians had a face-to-face convention there. Republican National Convention will be in Jacksonville next month. Texas's loss, our liberty loss, is the gain of Florida. They get both the national party, the national party conventions of both the Republican and the Libertarian Party. And they're allowed to have businesses open up because they're not being cowed by the CDC. And what's really going on here, folks, is far worse than just the political games that are being played. As Mises Institute points out, the market economy has now been replaced by a fiat economy. It has stripped away all pretense of a true market. Governments and central banks now create both supply and demand. Bailouts and subsidies are handed down so that zombie corporations can produce on the one hand, while welfare and universal basic income and other handouts are distributed to citizens to buy the products. Strictly speaking, this is a type of socialism. Actually, it's a full-on communism. Universal basic income is really full-on communism. We're going to shut your jobs down. You're not going to have any jobs. We're going to pacify you with income. And you all get the same income. Isn't that nice? And you don't even have to pretend to work, because the Soviet Union did. You know, in the Soviet Union, the Russians would say, well, they pretend to pay us, and we pretend to work. Well, you don't have to even pretend to work. They can just pretend to pay you. And when they talk about universal basic income, it is pretty basic. It is kind of subsistence basic. It's kind of like being put on a reservation. And that's exactly what it is. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Oklahoma. Stay with us.
I am cutting this ad on Friday. And by Monday afternoon, we have to end this special. Because even though a lot of these items have been sold out and just came back in, we only ordered a limited amount of things like bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. Because quite frankly, the supply chain has broken down with COVID-19, and a lot of products we've been unable to even get back in stock because the companies we get them from are partially shut down. This is totally crazy. So you've got just a few days left to take advantage of the July 4th mega sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on high-quality products. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, 50% off. Ultra 12, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. And again, some of the products, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, even though they're about to sell out. So take action today. These are great products that enrich your life, and they fund the InfoWar. Whatever you do, take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken over the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and loved them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, yeah, I was just talking about the fiat economy. I think that it is that's a polite word for socialism. Communism. Central control of the economy. No one is allowed to either create a company or thereby create jobs without government connections, without government approval, without political connections. And of course, that invites and always produces corruption. Just take a look at countries like Venezuela, for example, or North Korea or East Germany. The people who wind up with the money, who wind up having their kids with billions of dollars and all kinds of toys that you see them and bragging about on social media while everybody else starves. That's always the pattern. Venezuela everywhere. As I point out in Mises Institute, what is the size of this? The European Central Bank's asset purchase program is just shy of 3 trillion euros. They've got a newly expanded 1.35 trillion program. In the U.S., the Trump administration has already done $4.5 trillion relief bills. There's a Federal Reserve's $2.6 trillion program to bolster the economy, and on and on. And so they go through all these different programs, primarily the U.S. and Europe, They say each of the above programs injects more money and credit than the gross domestic product of all the countries in the world, with the exception of the biggest 13. So we're not talking about G20 anymore. Because remember, going back before they had the excuse of a virus, a flu, it's now the flu. It's got the case fatality rate of the flu, even though they try to lie about it. They can't get it up by orders of magnitude. They can get it up to 0.2% instead of 0.1%. They can double it, presuming that people have died from it without testing them. They say, well, they died with it, therefore they died from it, but we're not going to test. So they can double it, but they can't get it up to that high a number. Nevertheless, before all this stuff happened, back in the fall, into the arcane repo market, they were dumping trillions of dollars. I pointed out at the time, I said, look at this. They just dumped in $500 billion in one day after they dumped in $100 billion one day. I said, $100 billion, that was the gross domestic product of Puerto Rico, $500 billion in one day, annual gross domestic product of Switzerland, the 20th largest country in the world. And so now this is more than all the GDP of all the countries in the world except for the G13, not the G20, the G13. Cumulatively, they add up to more than the GDP of all countries except for China and the U.S. This is where we are. This is the insanity of where we are. And speaking of corruption, millions of dollars in coronavirus relief loans went to a Chinese real estate company at the center of an FBI bribery probe. I talked yesterday about all the different Chinese companies. I didn't get to this one. This is another one. $4 million in PPP loans went to a real estate company that is at the center of a federal bribery investigation involving a Los Angeles city councilman named Jose Huzar. Accused of accepting more than $800,000 in bribes from the chairman, referred to in the federal indictment as Chairman E. Oh, not Chairman Mao. This is Chairman E of the Chinese real estate company in L.A. That's the Shenzhen New World Group, New World Order. There you go right there. Chinese billionaire Wai Wang. Two PPP loans for hotels that operates in L.A., millions of dollars. You know, I thought it was kind of funny. It might just be a coincidence. But, you know, you had Pompeo announce visa restrictions for Chinese officials. And the Democrats, who love China, Democrats immediately after that announced travel restrictions for Attorney General Barr. Is that a quid pro quo for the Chinese supporting Democrats? Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, don't you think? But when we look at this fiat economy, even the Democrat sectors of the economy, like the movie business, is hurting. In L.A., they have wiped out location filming. L.A. Times reports that only 2% of what was done, of the filming done in L.A., location filming done in L.A., they only had 2% of what they did a year ago, April through June. The lowest level of filming on record, they say in L.A. You know, I saw a thing on YouTube the other day. There's a Christian independent group, not filming in L.A., but it's a series. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's called The Chosen. And what they did was they crowdsourced this whole thing. And they got a pretty big chunk of money, and they did a really good production value. What the idea was, they were going to do New Testament films, and they were going to do it as an ongoing series, multiple years, go in a lot more detail. And they got the first one out. It was excellent. They had already raised the money, had the script for the second one. I just saw a video from the guy who was really, really upset about in tears. He goes, I don't know how we proceed with this. We can't. There's no locations we can go to. We can't travel. Locations won't let us film. So even though he's got the money, he's got a script, he can't do anything about it. It's going across, you know, even people who are not trying to film the usual blood and sex movies are even getting hit by this. And then there's a dragzine.com. And this is not about drag queens. This is dragzine. This is about drag races. I know when you hear drag in the 21st century, you think immediately think about drag queens. who are always applauded. But no, this is traditional drag races, you know, like between fast cars. And this is up in Colorado. And they've been told, you know, these emperors without clothes, not the drag queens, but the emperors without clothes, the bureaucrats have told them, you cannot have any more of these races. They had a race in Morrison, Colorado. The dragway failed to follow the social distancing and spectator capacities that were the preference of the health officials there. They had what they call the Brakes Plus Jet Car Nationals and their Independence Day celebration for the 4th of July. How dare you? How dare you do something like this on the 4th of July? Celebrate your freedom. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people who showed up there said that fans of the Speedway have taken to social media in support of the Bandamirs. These are the people who own the drag race place, saying that they attended Saturday's race in support of freedom and the Constitution. You know, those things that we got after the Declaration of Independence. However, these bureaucrats are trying to get an injunction that would limit their operation, require them to submit a pre-approved safety plan. There you go. There's the fiat currency, right? You got to have a pre-approved plan to do any of this from your unelected health bureaucrats. And again, Trump and the GOP stand aside while Fauci and his army of health dictators, pull this on everybody. They're still scheduled to have races on August 7th, if you're in the area. They're going to have the Dodge Mile High NHRA Nationals presented by Pennzoil. Hey, maybe, I don't know how far that is to drive. Karen, look it up. And we got this. If you want to know what's happening, as Fauci says, we want to lock everybody down, lock down the states again. I got this email from a listener in Riverdale, Utah. Went into the Sam's Club. Show these pictures. This is yesterday afternoon. Said, my wife and I took these pictures. The produce coolers are nearly empty. I mean, look at these pictures. Everything is empty in a Sam's Club. Much of the floor area as well. We asked them what was going on. They said, well, there's the warehouse supplying. Sam's Club has had a lot of the workforce out with COVID and quarantine. This is the same game they were playing to shut down the supply of meat. Have you heard about anybody dying from these meat packing plants being shut down? Because if they had died, it would be at the top of the Drudge Report. The biography of every single victim, both of them, would have been on the top of the Drudge Report. So I'm assuming that nobody died at these meat packing plants. They went through with tests that give big false positives. And, oh, we're going to have to shut down the meat processing so everybody can starve because of their Chinese tests.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50-60% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like winter, some of vitamin D3 and vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller, ultimate turmeric formula, concentrated turmeric, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time, double Patriot points, and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, VasoBeats, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
I am cutting this breaking announcement on July 9th. By Monday, we will have to end the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's a July 4th sale, the tail end of it, and all of the high-quality products that were sold out have been back in stock and are available again, but some of these are in limited numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, not just store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but we have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and K, so good for your immune system, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, take it under the tongue, 50% off, back in stock, and again, double Patriot points. Bodies, 50% off, sold out for months, now back in stock with double Patriot points and free shipping. All of these, storable food, available again, ships 3 to 4 weeks, we have it in stock, get your orders in now. Again, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Today's special lung cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Double Patriot points, storable free shipping. It's about to end, take action now, and thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Are we okay? Is this the beginning of the end for Mount Rushmore? I mean, look at what Gorsuch did. And as I said this morning, I said this ought to put the nail in the coffin for this idea that has been disproven for the last 50 years. You know, this fantasy that Republicans have, Republican voters, because, again, the GOP doesn't have any fantasy about this. They want to keep abortion going. It's a wedge issue that they can use, just like the Democrats use presumed racism to keep going. They don't want to end any of this stuff. They don't want, they want to keep police brutality. I mean, the very people who are pushing the war on drugs and people like Biden who, you know, push the lockup of our population, they want to keep that going. And they want the police brutality. They don't want to do anything about that. They want that as an issue. And quite frankly, the Republicans want to keep abortion as an issue. They could have stopped it a long time ago. Anybody who looks at the Constitution in just a cursory glance and reads the Bill of Rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, understands that there's no basis for what the police have been trained to do in the war on drugs. There's no basis for the Supreme Court to decide and to dictate when life begins to people. And now they're going beyond that. And so for the last 50 years, we've said, well, if we get a Republican president in, you know, like Reagan or like Trump, they can put good conservative judges in and things will get in line with the Constitution. And it hasn't worked for 50 years. And it will never work because the people that you pull from for the Supreme Court are lifetime bureaucrats. They do not respect the 9th and 10th Amendment. They don't respect the Constitution at all. They just sit there and rule by fiat. Judicial supremacy, judicial tyranny. And we've seen another example of this now. When we look at the case that came out yesterday afternoon. The justices ruled 5-4 in favor of a man named Jim C. McGirt. It sounds like some kind of Western cartoon character, but he is a violent pedophile. McGirt. He raped a 4-year-old girl back in 1997. He is now 71, and of course this poor 4-year-old victim is now 27. After having suffered with this, this is what he did not contest, that he did this when he was found guilty. He was found guilty in Oklahoma of rape, of lewd molestation, of forcible sodomy of a 4-year-old girl. Right there. This pedophile tried every kind of appeal. He did not say that he was not guilty of any of that. He just said, I'm a member of the Seminole Nation, and I was on land that is claimed by the Creek Nation, and therefore you have no legal jurisdiction to punish me for rape. And Neil Gorsuch wrote an opinion, just recently appointed by President Trump, wrote an opinion supporting that. Supporting that. So the base issue there is quibbling over the language in 1907, as they were becoming a state, and as the federal government, see the what the federal just the Supreme Court and Neil Gorsuch said was, well, the state can't take these lands that were given to the Indians as a reservation; they can't take that away. Well, it was taken away by Congress in 1907. So then they quibble over the language of Congress. Was it specific enough to satisfy? And Roberts thinks that it was. Roberts was on the losing side of 4 justices. He said Congress made no attempt to conceal its intention to disestablish reservation lands. He said the court suggests that Congress sought to tiptoe to the edge of disestablishment. Quite the opposite. Through an open and concerted effort, Congress did what it set out to do, to transform a reservation into a state. And again, this all goes back to Agenda 21 stuff and the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. The fact that the government claims that it owns most of the land out west because those areas became states after the government overthrew the Constitution with Lincoln's war. That's really what happened. They said, well, we have all power now. We're going to rewrite constitutions. We're not going to allow states. Once you come in as a state, we're still going to keep control of that federal land. Unlike what they did east of the Mississippi, what they did was they turned over the land to private individuals, which is what they should have done out west. And so anyway, and as they look at this, this guy, this pedophile, and this is the thing that I think is amazing, the fact that he's not even a member of that tribe. He's a Seminole, claims to be. And this is land that was claimed by the Creek Nation. And so the central part of this is, as Neil Gorsuch went back, he talked again about the Trail of Tears. And that was when the Indians who are in North Carolina, Cherokee and others, not Seminole. I mean, we're talking about a lot of the Indians who are in Oklahoma are Cherokee out of North Carolina and Georgia, and that was what the Trail of Tears is about. This guy is a Seminole, and the people who were there were Creeks. Now, there's been, I don't know how many court decisions there have been about the Trail of Tears, but now since Neil Gorsuch has brought this in, we've had at least 3 big cases in the Supreme Court. We had 2 cases back when Andrew Jackson was president. First, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can relocate these people. And then when they saw what was happening, within a year, the Supreme Court reversed itself. That must be something that keeps John Roberts up at night, because his primary thing is not individual liberty. It's not being obedient to the Constitution. His primary thing is to be obedient to former Supreme Court decisions and do not overturn them regardless. He will reverse himself, as he did over the abortion issue. He'll reverse himself before he will reverse a Supreme Court majority opinion. So even though he decided a couple of years ago that, yeah, this law to protect women's health and abortion centers. I think that that ought to go forward. Then when the majority says no, and the same law comes up again from a different state, now John Roberts joins the other side to make it 5-4 because he doesn't want to change the Supreme Court's decision. He doesn't care about life of women, women's health, and abortion clinics. He doesn't care about the Constitution. Of course, he doesn't care about that. Just wants to preserve the authority of the Supreme Court. So it must keep him up at night to think back historically to when the Supreme Court reversed itself in 1 year. And then when they reversed themselves, Andrew Jackson, whose policy was to forcibly remove the Cherokee to Oklahoma and the Trail of Tears, and I think it was a heinous policy, but it was his power under the Constitution. And we don't have presidents like Andrew Jackson, despite the fact that President Trump puts his portrait up. President Trump is no Andrew Jackson. Because Andrew Jackson said, you've made your decision, let's see you enforce it. And he went ahead and did what he had the constitutional right and power to do under separation of powers. And that is something that is incredibly important, that we preserve the separation of powers. Without that, we have now wound up with a court that is supreme over everyone and everything. And we continue to bow and scrape to them. And so now the result of this trial is that tribal members who are found guilty in state courts for offenses like violently raping a 4-year-old are now going to be able to challenge their convictions and get out of jail. It's a get out of jail free card for every Indian in these claimed territories. That's the bottom line. And then, of course, it throws the legal status of all these people up into the air. 1.8 million people, only 15% of them are Native Americans. That means that there's 1.5 million people who are not Native Americans, but now they're going to be under some kind of legal system that's run by this corrupt Bureau of Indian Affairs. You know, Neil Gorsuch likes to talk about the fact, well, we made a treaty and we got to stick to that treaty no matter how difficult it is. Well, as Russell Means, the American Indian Movement, said in his book, Where White Men Fear to Tread, he said the U.S., the federal government has broken every treaty it ever made with the Indians. The treaty they made with a white man is called the Constitution, and they're breaking every aspect of the Constitution. What are you going to do about it, white man? What are you going to do about it, white man? You going to allow them to do it? All right, folks, we got to take a break. Before we do, I just want to remind you about our 4th of July special that is continuing. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this program, everything that we do here. And we've got a lot of products, 50% up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, things like DNA Force Plus. We have Winter Sun, vitamin D to boost your immune system. All those 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this ad on Friday, and by Monday afternoon, we have to end this special, because even though a lot of these items have been sold out and just came back in, we only ordered a limited amount of things like bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, because quite frankly, the supply chain has broken down with COVID-19, and a lot of products we've been unable to even get back in stock because the companies we get them from are partially shut down. This is totally crazy. So you've got just a few days left to take advantage of the July 4th mega sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on high-quality products. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, 50% off. Ultra 12, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. And again, some of the products, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, even though they're about to sell out. So take action today. These are great products that enrich your life, and they fund the InfoWar. Whatever you do, take action at InfoWarStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse, and water filtration, and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, Ted Cruz commented on the Supreme Court decision about Oklahoma. He said Neil Gorsuch and the four liberal justices just gave away half of Oklahoma. Literally. Manhattan is next. That's not just Manhattan. This is in a lot of different areas. I'd say Rushmore is next. I mean, just look at the political pressure to get rid of Rushmore. I'm struck by the difference between America and China in the sense that now as we see China moving into Hong Kong, into an area that was formerly free. And again, you know, that was a great example. I talk all the time about East and West Germany, that for most of my life, we had that stark contrast between freedom and a communist country, centrally controlling everything, taking away people's individual liberty and the poverty and the tyranny that comes along with that. Of course, we still have North and South Korea. You can still see that. We also had Hong Kong and China, Hong Kong and Taiwan versus communist China. And now as they move into Hong Kong, one of the first things they want to do to take away their freedom, of course, is to make sure that they change the kids' minds in school. That has been their first priority. We should think about that. Because long before you had the kind of pushback that you've seen, the riots that you've seen in Hong Kong, they had a lot of riots in years before this because of what Communist China was pushing into the schools in Hong Kong. And the people said, we're not going to teach that. We're not going to have that taught to our kids. They knew what the propaganda was, and they were going to stand up to that propaganda. And they had riots in the streets about it. Not here in America. We don't know. We don't care what the government schools are teaching our children. And as a result, now we have riots in the streets, not by parents trying to protect their children, but by the children who have been turned into monsters that hate their parents and the parents' country. And so we have in Hong Kong, they're saying, well, we're going to remove any books that we don't like, say the communist Chinese. Anything that is unpatriotic, it must have patriotic content, or we're going to take it out. Now here, the government and the school systems demand that our material has to be unpatriotic. But there is a commonality here, and that is that, and it's what communists always do, because we now have our school system being run by communists. People like Bill Ayers went in there and helped to set this up, pushing division through racism and so forth. It's what communists always do. They control the thoughts and the minds of children. And it's not just the communists. As I said before, when I talked about the reservation system, as we're talking about Oklahoma, the fact that the government, right after the Civil War, decided that to pacify the Indians that they had just fought, that they'd take the children away, send them back east to boarding schools, so they could break the link to their family's culture, to their family's religion, and so forth. And that's what they're doing to you, white man. You like that? We're on a reservation system. I have reservations about that. Yeah, it is a reservation system, and it is a part of the reservation system is brainwashing the kids, destroying the culture, destroying the religion of the culture, and to make sure that you control all economic activity. And maybe, just maybe, the way the reservation system has been accelerated under the so-called COVID crisis and pandemic, maybe that'll wake some people up. I don't know. I don't know, but it truly is coming in with a hammer. That is all of the Agenda 2030 that we're looking at. All right, when we come back in this next hour, we're going to be talking to a pastor who has some things to say about religious freedom. And he's one of the old-style pastors. This is one of the guys that he's very much like the pastors who are part of the Black Regiment, who said in the American Revolution, no, we're not going to go into slavery. We're going to resist this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Al Waddell about the conflict with the Constitution and the coronavirus lockdown. And the Constitution, specifically the First Amendment. You know, we got a couple of several different parts of the First Amendment. You have the free press that's being taken care of, the independent, truly independent free press that's being taken care of with the social media censorship. First, corralling everybody into social media, and then deciding after they make that the established standard, then deciding who will be allowed to be in social media, and then deciding who will be allowed to comment on social media, because it's not just the independent press, but it's also your free speech. So that's a couple of different components of the First Amendment. Then we have the right to redress your grievances. And of course, that was really pushed back against at the beginning of the lockdown, when you had people who would show up, staying in their cars, honking their horns in protest. Oh, that was horrible, wasn't it? But then when they showed up in mass without any social distancing, many of them without masks, of course you had a lot of Antifa. They wore masks even when masks weren't cool, according to Fauci, right? But then when they show up, it's okay. It's okay. Not in their cars, not honking their horns, but beating cars, destroying cars, burning buildings and so forth. That's cool. And then there's the other part of the First Amendment, which is the free exercise of religion. And we look at what is happening in Chicago. You still have an organization, Liberty Council, there fighting the Marxist mayor of Chicago and the health officials who have now made themselves the government there. And they are still threatening them, these churches, especially these two churches that have Romanian people who have fled communism. They know exactly what this is about. They know where this is going. Just like the Americans who founded who were living in America, when they saw the British establishing their political control, they knew what that was going to lead to, because they had experienced religious suppression in Britain. You know, people like William Penn and others. Anyway, what's going on in Chicago? Liberty Council's Matt Staver, founder and chairman, said he represents these various churches in Chicago. He said they've received letters from the city's Board of Health declaring them to be public nuisances. Now, that doesn't sound like that's too bad, does it? Except that if you are a public nuisance and you are threatened with, quote, summary abatement, that is a legal term, which means that they can destroy a facility without any judicial process or further notice. You understand that? No due process. You've been warned, citizen. You have been given a summary abatement because you are a public nuisance. That means that we can just come in and with bulldozers any day and knock down your building. Just like China. They can do anything they want. And so one of these pastors, again, from Romania, Christian Enescu, said that he has seen this many times before, and they are not going to follow these orders. You know, it was interesting. We've got Whitmer out there. She's getting more and more pressure. She's had a lot of pressure, but she's now saying, let's play video clip number five. She will not be bullied, she says. She will not be. She will
average
be the bullying
Michigan 7-day moving average of new cases. I put the graphic up on the screen for everyone. You're obviously not hitting the highs in terms of new cases that you were in mid-April, thank goodness. However, as you can see from June to July, it's been a pretty steady uptick. And so, what's the plan now?
Yeah, so we, you know, have a
basic
re-engagement.
It's gone down to essentially nothing.
Oh,
well, it's gone up a little bit because we started doing tests.
Five, but we dialed it back right before 4th of July because we see these numbers increasing. So not having bars that are serving indoors, that's one thing. But, you know, we're going to continue to monitor the numbers. If they keep moving up, we're going to dial back if we have to. And it's the last thing any of us wants.
Oh,
I
got
to tell you,
want
to re-engage this economy more than anyone. But I'm not going to do it if it is too risky to do so. And that's why we're staying focused on the epidemiology. I'm not going to be bullied into moving before it's safe. Mm. And if we have to move back, we're going to.
So is it just
okay,
bars?
Let's hold it right there. That's all I can take of her. Small doses of her. Any more than a minute or so of Whitmer can lead to brain damage. So we have to limit that amount. No, what she's saying is she's doing the talking points of President Fauci. We're going to have to watch this, even though it's gone down to basically zero. We started testing people then, and with these tests, we said, well, look, we got more cases of this. So now we're going to have to, you know, put in some more regulations on you. Of course, she was one of the first people out there to come after churches to shut them down and businesses. She has, you know, barbers, everybody. I want to play this for you. This is I said Liberty Council was helping the people in Chicago. This is another organization, firstliberty.org. And there's a lot of businesses and different ones that are affected by this. This is a statement by Ken Ham, who was fighting in Kentucky. They have a museum center there, Answers in Genesis, the Ark Encounter. They have worship services there. They have restaurants. They have it's like a museum and so forth. And so they were in a kind of a strange area there as far as these orders go. And they got the help of First Liberty. I'll let him tell you about it. Video clip number one.
Just recently, as a result of the COVID-19 situation, we sadly had to close down the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum temporarily, and that resulted in laying off hundreds of staff as well. But then as the reopening standards were being talked about in our state, we were waiting for the time in which we believed that we could reopen. And we recognized we had restaurants, we had retail, praise and worship in our big auditorium, and we had this large structure, the Ark, and also the Creation Museum. If you divide up into sections, we recognize that we should have been free to open, but we're sort of a unique organization, being an attraction but a Christian organization, and there was no specific opening allowed for a group like ours. So we contacted First Liberty, and they agreed to represent us, and we had a letter ready to go to the governor, but suddenly the governor said, oh, museums are allowed to open, and so we took that and said, okay, we're going to open now. And then we published our preparedness plan, but we sent out a press release to the media, all the secular media and Christian media. And in the first paragraph, we made note that our attorneys at First Liberty Institute had agreed with us that we should be able to reopen. It's interesting, we even had someone, leader in the community actually, was upset with us for putting that in there, because to them it implied, hey, we have legal standing here and we're going to stand upon our rights if you try to stop us. And so we recognize that that worked because that's what we wanted to do. In fact, a number of people commented to us, oh, we saw that you had First Liberty there in the first paragraph, and we know that they've already won a couple of cases in Kentucky standing for religious freedom. And so that to us was so very, very important. And so I just want to thank First Liberty for being there. I no doubt that we'll be talking to them again over other issues in the future.
It's very important to stand up for your legal rights and understand what legitimate authority is. That's what we're going to be talking to Al Waddell about in the next segment. As First Liberty points out, look, you've got things like temporary requests by the government to halt things, a temporary request. Temporary request versus a permanent order, right? That's a very different thing. Temporary requests are okay as long as they're not discriminatory, as long as you're not singling out one type of business over all others. And that's precisely what we have seen throughout the Democrats, throughout the press. As I pointed out a couple of days ago, you had New York Times saying, look at this, the center of all of this are the churches. And so, except the churches count for 0.02% of the cases. 99.98% of the cases are somewhere else. And yet, NPR will tell us the most dangerous place is in a church. And Governor Newsom says, you're not going to be allowed to even sing in churches in California if you don't have a mask on. I didn't know he was even allowing them to meet.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and loved them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Al Waddell. And I contacted Al and I said, can you come on the program? Because he wrote this. He said, 5 months ago, in the beginning of the COVID change, I told people and I wrote, there are an estimated 350,000 churches in America. Every pastor of every one of those churches should be standing up and confronting the lying medical purveyors of panic and their government lapdogs. And I can say that because I've already paid my dues on similar submissive, unconstitutional, treasonous, anti-God rubbish. And so I said, all right, let's get you on. I need somebody else saying this besides me. And he's got a lot to say to you about legitimate authority. Thank you for joining us, Al.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate being on with you. And I've watched you and listened to you for a number of years now. And
Thank you.
I remember the first time I heard you, I thought, boy, this man sounds like me.
That's what my son said about you. he sounds like you. Yeah, we've never met each other, but we've met God, and we know what this is really about, right? And so we've looked at this kind of pattern in the past. You know, there's a lot of there are a couple of famous guys that came out of the takeover of what happened in Nazi Germany. We had Pastor Martin Niemöller, who said, well, you know, first they came for this group and I didn't do anything. Then they came for that group and I didn't do anything. Then they came for me and there was nobody left. Now, one of the people who stood up to that was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he was criticized by many of the pastors in Germany. They said, no, you have to obey government authority because it's right there in Romans 13. Talk about legitimate authority, Al.
All right. Just let me interject something here. When you said Niemöller, I know Pastor Niemöller. I was with him in a meeting in Helsinki, Finland in 1962.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I spent a little bit of time with him talking to him. I don't know him any further than that, but just as an interesting sidelight there.
But that's great. Yeah, he made it out, but Dietrich Bonhoeffer didn't. They killed him just before the war was over. Yeah.
To speak to what you just said, I'm thinking about a statement by Jonathan Mayhew in 1750. He said, it's blasphemy to call tyrants and oppressors God's ministers.
Mm-hmm.
More properly, the messengers of Satan to buffet us.
Yes.
No ministers are properly God's ministers, but such as are just, ruling in the fear of God. And when once magistrates act contrary to their office and the end of their institution, when they rob and ruin the public instead of being guardians of its peace and welfare, they immediately cease to be the ministers of God and are no more deserved that glorious character than common pirates and highwaymen.
Yeah, I agree with that. I said a couple of days ago, I said, you know, we look at Romans 13. If you want to say, well, you know, I've heard many pastors and many churches say, well, you just got to do whatever the government says, no matter how evil or bad it is. You just got to do what they say because they have authority and God put them there. And I say, well, no, you're focusing on the imperative. Do this, right? but you're not looking at the indicative. What indicates legitimate authority? And it's defined right there as to what legitimate authority is, and you just defined it in that quote, going back to one of the time of the American Revolution.
That's correct. There's a verse in Malachi 3, verse 5 says, "And I will come near to you in judgment and will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against idolaters, and all false swearers." That's what these people are.
Mm-hmm.
They have sworn, they put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution, and then immediately begin to violate it. So,
yes.
I think of it like this. I think of it like a ladder. You climb up a ladder of status, I call it. God is at the top, and under that, under God, is the people who put into place the Constitution, and under the Constitution are servants. Well, what's happened today is that ladder of status has turned completely upside down. We've got servants at the top. The Constitution is nowhere to be found, and people, and God is on the bottom.
That's so, right.
So it's completely turned upside down. And what disturbs me, what's astounding to me, is that most preachers that I look at, and I can speak this as a preacher. I mean, I've been preaching since 1965. Most of them have this attitude of, well, we're submissive. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. It teaches us that we are to be submissive to the powers that be. They are a ruler. They are rulers not for terror to good works, but to the evil. And they've missed that. They stop
yes.
at the first phrase.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, as you pointed out, they are oath breakers. And the reason they have to take that oath is because the true authority in the land, the true authority is the Constitution. And by taking that oath, they say, well, we're putting ourselves under that authority, and that's the basis of our power that we have here, is the authority of the Constitution. And then when they throw that away, they have thrown away their power to do anything, their legitimate power. And of course, they can have a power that comes out of the barrel of a gun. But, you know, if somebody comes up to you, I gave the illustration the other day of Treasure Sierra Madre, where these Mexican bandits come up to the miners in the hills and say, we're federales. And they say, where's your badge? And say, we don't need no stinking badge. Well, that's what we've got today. We've got people say, we don't need no stinking badge. We don't need any constitution. We have the guns, and you're going to do what we say. And the pastors say, yeah, we'll do it.
Exactly. And I've come across this numerous times. I remember one time in Tucson, where I used to live, a police officer came onto the property, went to the back of my property, and he went past two signs saying, don't trespass here. This is, and I put up the Arizona Revised Statute ordinance that said, you can't do this. And I go to the back of the property, and he's standing on the top of his squad car, looking over the fence into the property next door. And I said, so I walked up and I said, what are you doing? And he ignored me. So I went around to the front of the car so he couldn't miss me. And I said, what are you doing? You went past a sign that said no trespassing. He said, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, no, you can't. Now, the property had a house in the front and six apartments behind it, and a circular drive going around the whole thing. So I went and I moved my car into the driveway so he couldn't get out. And I had another car, and I moved it in the other side of the driveway, and he couldn't get out. When he tried to get out, I said, please, no, I'm not moving it. I just called the sheriff to come and arrest you.
That's what we need. We need people who are going to stand on legitimate authority, folks, because if we don't, what we're really looking at here is anarchy. And it doesn't matter if the anarchy comes at you with Antifa or people who presume to have authority. We'll be right back with Al Waddell. Stay with us.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50 to 60% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter Sum of Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, High Quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time. Double Patriot points and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Vaso Beats, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win. So thank you all for your support. God bless. I am cutting this breaking announcement on July 9th. By Monday, we will have to end the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's a July 4th sale, the tail end of it, and all of the high-quality products that were sold out have been back in stock and are available again, but some of these are in limited numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, not just store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but we have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and K, so good for your immune system, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken under the tongue, 50% off, back in stock, and again, double Patriot points. Bodies, 50% off, sold out for months, now back in stock with double Patriot points and free shipping. All of these, storable food, available again, ships 3 to 4 weeks, we have it in stock, get your orders in now. Again, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Today's special lung cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Double Patriot points, storable free shipping, it's about to end, take action now, and thank you all for your support. I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and loved them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Al Waddell, and he sent me a article that he had done, in which he says, I'll just read this, and I'll ask him to explain this in more detail for you. He said, a minuscule number of preachers did stand against government cancellation of the First Amendment, but the vast majority across America, from megachurches to little churches, begged government to, please, Master, let us assemble again in church. I even heard people in prayer thank the government for letting us meet. What should they do, Al?
Well, I'm glad you read that last statement there, because I approached that fellow that said that. Thank you for letting us meet. Mm-hmm. And do you realize what you just said? And he apologized to me. He said, you know, after I said it, I realized I shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, it astounds me that we've got cowards out there that are supposed to be standing up, telling people, look, they have overstepped their boundaries and they are not doing it. I wonder if they understand that the Constitution is our guideline of the Bible is first, Constitution second, but the Constitution spells out what these people can do and what they can do and not do. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, and I'm reading this from this statement here from the American Jurisprudence, second edition, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose. Since an unconstitutional law is void, the general principles follow, it imposes no duties, confers no right and creates no office, bestows no power or authority, affords no protection, and justifies no acts performed under it. No one, David, is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it.
That's right. So what they're doing when they talk about Romans 13, and we have to understand that the government can tell us to do anything, and even if it's evil, even if it's wrong. I mean, I read a few weeks ago a statement from a mega church in California, where they had put up on their website, they said, we know that this is not a pandemic. We know that these rules are not being applied equally, that we're being singled out for this, the churches are. And yet, we have to, because of Romans 13, do whatever they sell us. And yet, what they're doing is they're actually undermining legitimate authority by doing that, because they're undermining the Constitution.
That's correct. And what they fail to realize, or they fail to articulate, is that it says, They stop at the first verse, because it goes on to say, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil.
That's right.
He's a minister of God to thee for good. Now, I want somebody to explain to me some step forward here and tell me how you, as a minister of God for good, are telling me to shut the church. You don't have any right to do that. And the preacher who goes along with that, here's the thing, David. If you go along with a lie, you become complicit. And eventually you start mouthing that lie and you become a liar yourself. And that's what the preachers are doing.
Yes. Yes. And we've seen this from our politicians, from the top down, from the president down to state governors, down to mayors and county public health officials. This is why I've said we've got to reclaim our society and the Constitution from the grassroots up. And it's going to require the kinds of law enforcement officers who said, look, I swore an oath to the Constitution when I was in the military. I did it again, do it all the time as part of my law enforcement. And I'm going to abide by that. And we have to have pastors who are going to say that as well.
That's right. I'm sure you know who Samuel Rutherford was,
mm-hmm.
the Scottish Presbyterian pastor in 1644. And he said this, Christ, the prophets and apostles of our Lord, went to heaven with the note of traitors, seditious men, and such as turned the world upside down. Calumnies of treason to Caesar were an ingredient in Christ's cup. And therefore, this author is the more willing to drink of that cup that touched his lip. Truth to Christ cannot be treason to Caesar.
That's right. That's right. And you're talking about Paul specifically, you know, what happened with him. Again, he appealed to Caesar, you know, for the legal protections. But when they had him there, what did he do did he just wait around for them to take him in that one particular instance?
No, of course not. And if you search all the way through the book of Acts, you will not find one instance of any of the apostles submitting to illegal, unlawful, evil authority. You can't find it. I don't know where these preachers are when they're reading the book of Acts, because it isn't there.
That's right. I think there's two things that are going on here. You know, number one, there is, I think, a legitimate confusion with some of them as to what legitimate authority is, because a lot of them have gone through government schools and they don't understand the Constitution and they don't understand the structure. And maybe they're not really, paying too much. It's a tradition that's been handed down to them. But I think there's also an aspect. I think a lot of people, and this is why I say pastors need to lead on this and Christians need to lead on this, because I think a key thing in this lockdown is fear. Fear. And so we have to always look at this and say, who and what do you fear, Christian? Do you fear God? Do you fear a virus? Do you fear a government official who's going to lock you up or shoot you or fine you? Is that what you fear? I mean, well, what do you think, Al?
Well, that's exactly correct, because that's who they fear. They fear the government. That's why they've locked their churches. I know one preacher in Louisiana, is a Pentecostal preacher. His name is Tony Spell.
Mm-hmm.
He used to shut his church. They arrested him, put him under house arrest. He still wouldn't comply. Broke the house arrest, walked out and preached in church. The man did right, yet
that's
everybody
right.
is saying he did wrong. Well, if you don't know such thing, not you, David, but the royal you out there, if you don't know such thing, then you need to pick up your Bible and start reading it, because you're going to find from Genesis to Revelation men who stood against the constituted authority or the authority and power at that time. The prophets did it all the way through the Old Testament. They stuck their finger in the face of a king and said, you can't do this.
That's right. That's right. That's what Daniel did, when he had his political opponents try to take him out. They said, well, you can't pray for the next 30 days. So he went out on this balcony and did it twice a day until they threw him in the lion's den. And you just basically leave it up to God what the circumstances are going to be. But it's not what's left up to you is whether or not you are going to obey, and who are you going to obey and who are you going to fear. That's really the consequences that are there for you. And we've had many people talk about it, and I've read the quotes saying you're not going to have anything if you're not willing to take the risks. You're talked about Tony Spell. He is a modern day William Penn, because it was William Penn who was told you can't meet at this church. Now, they had a different reason. They were saying, well, we've got our own official church. Now they're saying, well, we've got some spooky virus out there, and for your own good, because we don't want you to ever get sick and we don't want you to ever die. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Fear of death, is that something that should be shutting down Christians? But William Penn and people like him are the ones who founded this country, because they valued their obedience to God, and they valued their individual liberty more than they valued life itself. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Al Waddell. Stay with us.
Cutting this ad on Friday, and by Monday afternoon, we have to end this special, because even though a lot of these items have been sold out and just came back in, we only ordered a limited amount of things like bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, because quite frankly, the supply chain has broken down with COVID-19, and a lot of products we've been unable to even get back in stock because the companies we get them from are partially shut down. This is totally crazy. So you've got just a few days left to take advantage of the July 4th mega sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on high-quality products. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, 50% off. Ultra 12, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. And again, some of the products, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, even though they're about to sell out. So take action today. These are great products that enrich your life, and they fund the InfoWar. Whatever you do, take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points.
Double 50-60%
off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller, ultimate turmeric formula, concentrated turmeric, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time. Double Patriot points and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, VasoBeast, DNA Force, all 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Going to be talking to Al Waddell and get his take on where this is headed coming up in this segment. Before we go back to him real quickly, I want to tell you about our 4th of July super sale. That's what funds this program and everything that we do. And we air this on cable TV. We air it on radio. Those are free to air. What pays for the program are the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on many, many products. Here's some of the products that we have on sale. We've got VasoBeet, and we call it VasoBeet because concentrated beet juice acts as a natural vasodilator. We have that 50% off. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, a very effective product. We have about 170 clinical studies done worldwide that show the key ingredient in this, which is what makes it expensive, is very effective at protecting your telomere health, and that is the end cap on the end of your DNA strands. That is really, more than anything, the length of that is kind of a predictor of your natural biological life. And so that is one very essential component to protect that. As your cells continue to divide, that typically gets shorter and shorter. This can help to slow down the process. The DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D. And vitamin D has been identified, everyone will tell you this, It was even the NIH and the CDC, they will tell you that it is very effective. If you have a deficiency of vitamin D that is indicated, they found that this is a correlated, highly correlated to people who have autoimmune disease, that they can even help the symptoms of autoimmune disease with vitamin D supplementation. And of course, you can produce vitamin D if you get out in the sunlight. But if they lock you in, like it's winter time, you need to supplement that. And so we have that as 50% off. Our Ultra 12, vitamin B12, that is 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Many products, 50 to 60% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We try to help you to support your own health as well. All right, I want to go back to Al Waddell. We've been talking about the need for Christians, number one, not be gaslighted into subservience, not to be afraid, not to cower in fear, but to understand who and what they need to obey, what legitimate authority is and who they ultimately need to obey, and that is Christ. If we have that kind of courage, Christians are going to help us to take this back from this false narrative. But I wanted to go to Al Waddell, and Al, I want to get your take on where you think this is headed, ultimately.
Well, ultimately, it's headed for a one-world system.
Yeah.
And that is going to take place. It will happen. I've been preaching about this throughout my whole ministry, and you've got a couple of different thoughts here, whether the Christians are going to be around when that happens and or whether they will be right in the middle of it. The wonderful thing about the Word of God is that it tells us exactly what to believe and how to sort these things out. There's a verse in Isaiah 33:22 says this: "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us." There are the three branches of government, all in the person of God himself, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive. And he will save us. Where it's going, and I just hope that those folks that are listening to this will understand that your hope is only in God himself. It's not in government. It's not in a new president that's going to come on the scene and save us, because that's not going to happen.
That's right. It's not in the Supreme Court, for sure.
That's right. What happened with the two latest judges that were appointed by Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I told my friend when we were talking about this, we got into an argument. I said, look, both of these guys are Jesuits. They were trained mm-hmm. in Jesuit school. What do you expect from them?
Yeah.
So we can't put our trust in man. We have to have our trust in God. And he is the one who's going to save us. We are going to go into this COVID thing, I think, is facilitating this all.
Yes.
It's everybody into a mindset of accepting what the government says. And when you start cutting down people's food and gas for their car, they're going to go along with it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, most will. That's absolutely true. Yeah, you know, I think that it's been said by many people, and I certainly agree with it. The Christian walk is a daily test as to who do you trust. Each day we got a different test. This COVID test is a big test for all Christians. It's a big test for pastors. It's a big test for churches. Who do you trust? Isn't it?
Yes. Exactly right.
I don't see this thing going away anytime soon. As I said at the beginning of the program, you know, here in Austin, they said, all right, $2,000 fine if you're not wearing your mask. And that shows how they're escalating this in the face, no pun intended, in the face of declining COVID statistics. They play the statistical game every possible way that they can, different angle. Now the game is being played by the number of positive tests that they get. And we all know what that's about, because their death rate has gone down. But now they say $2,000, and they've put that regulation in, Al, until December 31st this year. They're not expecting this to go away. This is going to be ramping up. They'll continue to find some premise to ramp this up. And of course, we will have more colds and flus in the fall, and they will all be attributed to COVID, won't they?
Yes, they will. And I'm not wearing a mask. And I'm not going to go home. And if that means getting arrested, so be it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to submit to unlawful authority.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and so as this thing continues to go on, it's going to be done in several stages, won't it? And, I mean, we're just, they've got their different phases, they've got their different stages, but they're not what they're telling us, are they?
No, they aren't. They are. There's an agenda behind all of this, and it's been going on for years, and this COVID business has just allowed them to ramp it up to the place where it's not just about us anymore. It's about this whole world. I was watching Alex yesterday when he had this segment on of Australia, where they're locking people in high rises and they can't get out. And they're going through and testing everybody in the high rise. Well, what's next?
Well, I had a guy contact me from Cambodia. And he said, look at this, you know, the European Union and Chinese are both coming in with cash and with conditions. You know, here's some cash for you. Because of COVID, we want to be able to get your picture and identification and picture of your property and so forth and so on. And yet he said, this is in a country where they've had 140 cases and zero deaths. So this is clearly being used globally. It's clearly being used as a beard. For control, and a big part of that control that is coming next is going to be surveillance and contact tracing, and that's really what they've been after for a long time, tracing everywhere that you go and making travel a permit, a privilege granted by them.
Yes, and what we need to, what Christians need to understand and realize is this. Jesus said, you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. It's our testimony. I had a preacher tell me not too long ago when we were talking about whether to lock the church down or not. He said, well, it's our testimony. I said, well, isn't keeping it open a testimony? He said, well, it could be. And, and one other thing here. When Jesus was looking at Peter, after Peter had made his confession and said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus looks at him and says, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this, but my Father which is in heaven. And then he goes on and he says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell, David, shall not prevail against it. There is an entity being attacked there, and an attacker. The entity being attacked are the gates.
That's
the
right.
Gates of hell. The attacker is the Christian, and all the hymns of the past express.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All the hymns that the hymn writers wrote. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? So Christians need to understand, look, you're going to be brought before kings and
That's
governors
right.
as a testimony against them.
Yeah, stand absolutely. We got to be on offense, not on defense, and not cowering in our closet with a mask on our face. Thank you so much, Al Waddell. We'll be right back, folks.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it come
from? Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come
from? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Where did it come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I am cutting this breaking announcement
on July 9th. By Monday, we will have to end the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's a July 4th sale, the tail end of it, and all of the high-quality products that were sold out have been back in stock and are available again, but some of these are in limited numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, not just store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but we have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and K, so good for your immune system, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken under the tongue, 50% off, back in stock, and again, double Patriot points. Bodies, 50% off. Sold out for months. Now back in stock with double Patriot points and free shipping. All of these. Storable food available again. Ships 3 to 4 weeks. We have it in stock. Get your orders in now. Again, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Today's special lung cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Real Fusion, 50% off. Double Patriot points, toward free shipping. It's about to end. Take action now, and thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, as I said at the beginning of the program, when you look at what these people are doing here in Texas, for example, okay, you got the governor saying, oh, I'm going to roll this back. And it's more now than just being cowed down by the mob, the Twitter mob. You now got the Texas State Department saying, well, we think we're suggesting that you should wear this in your house all the time. Even, you know, anybody over 6 years old, like I said before, you know, take the diaper off and put it on your face. And just keep it there. And in Austin, $2,000 fine, and they put it in there till December 31st because they don't expect this to be coming off anytime soon. Why is this? Well, because any treatment that is out there, and we've had a lot of different treatments that have surfaced, haven't we? You know, we had vitamin C intravenously. That's very effective. It's very effective against any coronavirus. And no, we don't want to talk about that. We had stem cells in Wuhan. Dr. Wu in Wuhan, of all things. And they had 9 elderly patients about to die, very, very sick, deathly sick. They gave them stem cell treatment, not aborted babies, but stem cells that were taken from umbilical cords. All 9 of them, 100% of them recovered. Yeah, it's a small group. But, I mean, you know, you look at what Fauci had for his standard of care with remdesivir. It wasn't that many people. And it wasn't a reviewed test either. But in this particular case, not only with the stem cells, not only did they all recover, but it even repaired the damage to their lungs. And these are people who were in very, very serious condition. We've had steroids talked about, how effective they are. And we've played for you many times this week. The Texas doctor saying, yeah, you know, these asthma inhalers, they spray in steroids. And not only that, but if you breathe it in, it goes straight to the source of the fire and puts it out, essentially. And he says it's been very effective. He's had 28 years experience as an emergency room physician. And he said, this is something that has been around forever, that is very, very effective. A spray, asthma spray, which is a steroid. But we don't want to talk about any of that. Instead, what they will do, they will push a drug that in the Chinese study, remdesivir, actually caused a few more people to die in the control group, the group that got it, the group that didn't get it. And then Fauci has that taken down from the WHO website. And then within a week, he puts up his own study and says, well, we show it's about the same number of people. But look, the people who actually, it didn't help people to survive this, but the people that did survive it, we claim that they got, well, 33% faster. And then he makes that the standard of care. And then, of course, the granddaddy of all this is hydroxychloroquine. There's an article on Zero Hedge, hydroxychloroquine and fake news. And they go through the many different studies, going back to the history of this, with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the New York doctor, who said, well, I saw that this was being used in other countries. I did the same thing they did, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin for secondary bacterial infection. And he said, he sent that letter to President Trump. Trump says, oh, this looks like this could be a game changer. And that's when the politics began. Got to shut it down because that's what this is really about. That and profit, right? He claims that he had 99.3% survival for those three together, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. But he's not the only one. Professor Raoult of Marseille used a similar protocol. His study with a small group showed a 50-fold benefit. A study from New York University School of Medicine in May found patients given hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin at early stage had a lower need for hospitalization. The addition of zinc improved the results even more. Yale professor Harvey Risch submitted a report of five trials and studies using hydroxychloroquine in the American Journal of Epistemology. But no, we don't want to pay any attention to that. He said the great majority, I conclude, used hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, preferably with zinc, can be outpatient treatment. See, we got to keep this going.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I ran out of time in the segment at the top of the hour. I was talking about the fake news about hydroxychloroquine. Why are they doing this? Well, it's political, of course. They have a political agenda. They want to make sure that the economy does not recover, so they can win, and they will burn this country down quite literally, whether it's their mob in the street or whether it's their men in white coats. They will burn this economy down. They'll burn your life down. They'll burn the Constitution to get what they want, and that's power. Power and money for them. And we've seen a lot of concentration of wealth as you've got more than 50% of the restaurants have now gone out of business permanently on Yelp. I think the number last one I saw was 53%. So all of the stuff about hydroxychloroquine, ignoring intravenous vitamin C, ignoring the steroids with asthma inhalers, all of this stuff, stem cell treatment, all of that is because they have to keep this disease going. And if they can keep this disease going, if they can escalate their control, their obedience, and if they can keep this going until the fall, then of course it will escalate. Right now, the numbers game that they're playing is the number of tests. They've got a test that's not very accurate. They can go out there and say, look, the number of cases is rising up. Even though the fatalities are collapsing, they will talk about the number of people who have tested positive to keep this going as long as possible. And they keep ramping this up. We have in Texas, as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, we have a Texas state official saying that you need to now, you should, we're just suggesting this now, but you really ought to start thinking about always wearing your mask, even in your home. Let's play video clip number 9.
I mean, it is no secret that Texas has seen an increase in the number of positive cases and the number of hospitalizations and the number of people going into an ICU. I think the other message that we need to get out is we still need people to follow the rules and the suggestions of all of the healthcare providers and physicians that are out there. We still need people to wear the mask in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. But Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also. As you know, I'm a lifelong San Antonio and grew up there, worked there for many years. And I know how many multi-generational families that we have. And while we believe the community is doing a great job of following the rules when they're outside of the home, We really need to be thinking about doing the same thing when we're inside the home. I mean, all of us are capable of catching this disease. None of us are immune from this. And the fact that we need to get across this, in order to protect ourselves, we need to protect our families and our loved ones, we really need to be thinking about the care that we're providing inside the home right now to make sure that we're not spreading this disease inside the home and then making it come outside the house.
You got that? He keeps emphasizing inside the home, inside the home, inside the home. Yeah, the camel's got his nose under the tent. Go ahead and cut that. This is the way it begins. Remember, the beginning of all this, when we're told, hey, this is mysterious, everybody who gets it's going to die, you had the infectious disease doctor go on to the Diamond Princess cruise ship stranded off of Yokohama, Japan. He said, I was more afraid there than I was when I went to the Ebola thing because they didn't have any quarantine procedures. They weren't following anything. And yet still, even with their tests, you had about 15% of the people test positive out of 4,000. You had about 600. And then of those, half of them didn't have any symptoms. And then of the 300 who did have symptoms, 12 people died, which is just slightly higher than the percentage you would expect from a regular flu. And yet, as that was all happening, as everybody was so afraid, infectious disease doctors were so afraid they were going to die. This is like Ebola. I'm going to die from this if I catch it. They were telling you, do not wear masks. Actually, it's bad for you to wear masks, they said. They told you the truth at that point in time. Then it gradually changes. Well, you ought to think about wearing a mask. Then the Surgeon General says it's good for you to wear a mask, and it's good to show, you know, your compliance and your obedience, and it's patriotic and so forth to wear that. Then it becomes an order, not a recommendation, an order. And now we have in Austin, $2,000 fine. And they say this is going to stay on until December 31st. And in Colorado, a $2,600 fine and perhaps up to a year in prison if you do not wear your masks outside. So it just continues to go on because they want to pretend that there's no way to cure this, that it's going to be with us forever. And they're planning on it being with us forever. Oh, they're not going to have a cure at all. They're going to pretend, even when we do have a cure, like hydroxychloroquine, they're going to pretend we don't. Let me just continue with this. A Brazilian study, talking about hydroxychloroquine, a Brazilian study found 4.6 times less hospitalization in patients who took hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin within 7 days of infection. 41% of deaths among those who did not choose therapy and were hospitalized against 0% of those who chose this therapy. But don't tell anybody about it. As a matter of fact, mainstream media is focused on telling you it's going to kill you, not just that it's a placebo. It's going to kill you. And yet the medical research Brazilian study says exactly the opposite. So does a study in Detroit. 2,541 Detroit cases showed a 71% reduction in mortality with early treatment with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. A study of 3,700 cases in Marseille, France showed a reduction of 50% in mortality with hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin. A metadata analysis of 105,000 cases from 20 studies in 9 countries found a reduction in mortality by up to 3 times in groups tested, treated early with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. 6,493 patients with COVID-19 at Mount Sinai Hospital, New York said that it helped to reduce mortality in hospitalized patients. A Michigan team and Henry Ford Health System found 13% of patients given the drug early on survived, while 26% of patients who were not given the drug died. And on and on and on. What do you hear from mainstream media? It doesn't work. It's Trump. He's killing people with this stuff. Why? Because they want to kill the Constitution, your liberty, the economy, and they want to gain power and money by keeping this thing going. And they plan on it going. They plan on it going for another 6 months. Absolutely amazing. As Horowitz says, CDC confirms remarkably low coronavirus death rate. Now they're not talking about the death rate. They were talking only about the death rate when they didn't have any data on the death rate. They were making up the number of cases. They were making up the number of fatalities. They presumed that people were dying from it. They didn't have any data. They didn't even have the tests. While they were telling us, we don't have any tests. I said, why then are we believing the numbers that they have here? And now, for the first time, the CDC has attempted to offer a real estimate of the overall death rate for COVID-19. And under its most likely scenario, the number is 0.26. What they have told us every year is that 0.1%. is what standard flu is. So even under their cooked presumptions, it is 2.5 times higher. That's not a pandemic, folks. It is not a pandemic. Even as they were saying, it's about to lose, I pointed out yesterday, about to lose its epidemic status. What is that? Well, that means that, 6% of the people are dying from a particular disease. That's defined as an epidemic. And it's right at that level right now, which means that 94% of the people are dying from something else, but everybody's concerned about dying from COVID-19. I mean, you could fall down the steps and die, right? Do we have everybody wearing padded helmets everywhere we go? Are you afraid to drive? I mean, look at all the many different ways that we can exit this life. And you've got a 94% chance of doing it some way other than COVID-19, even with their cooked statistics. And yet, what are we doing? We're shutting down everything, everything. I mean, if you had the same procedure, and of course they will be doing this, they will be telling us, because we have to have zero deaths, that you will not be able to travel anywhere by any means. It's too dangerous to be in a car. We're not going to let you get in a car. As a matter of fact, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be riding bicycles either. And even if you walk, you can trip and fall, or you can get, hit by a flying bird or something, since nobody's driving cars anymore. But eventually they will shut down all movement, and that's exactly where they're going, so they can get a vaccine. And they've got to have this to keep us under their thumb, to track us everywhere we go. And that's the plan. It's not the virus. It's the plan that they've had in place for decades. The global plan to track and control you. We'll be right back with Catherine Austin Fitz. Stay with us.
I am cutting this ad on Friday, and by Monday afternoon, we have to end this special, because even though a lot of these items have been sold out and just came back in, we only ordered a limited amount of things like Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, because quite frankly, the supply chain has broken down with COVID-19, and a lot of products we've been unable to even get back in stock because the companies we get them from are partially shut down. This is totally crazy. So you've got just a few days left to take advantage of the July 4th mega sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on high-quality products. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, 50% off. Ultra 12, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. And again, some of the products, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, even though they're about to sell out. So take action today. These are great products that enrich your life, and they fund the InfoWar. Whatever you do, take action at InfoWarStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points. I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen, because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken over the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and love them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score, to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say,
We were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about one of the aspects of the COVID shutdown, and of course, that is the move to a cashless society. This is something that's been ongoing for quite some time, but I just want you to stop and think for a moment how this has been advanced by their fake pandemic that they'd planned. Because we've been told for a long time that cash was bad, you know, except when Obama puts a plane load of it in sends it to Iran of other currencies and so forth. No, that was good. That was good. And it wasn't a bribery and we weren't paying a ransom to him. No, no, that was just good. And it was necessary that he use foreign currency so that he could avoid the laws against paying these people. So he used, I didn't violate the law, I used foreign currencies to bribe them and pay off this. But no, for other criminals who don't have a flag and an anthem, we're actually getting rid of that, too. But if you don't have a flag, an anthem, and a uniform, then use of cash like that is an evil thing. So if you use cash, that automatically means that you are a terrorist, a money launderer, and a criminal, like Barack Obama and his administration. But that has been the narrative for quite some time. And I remember going back in the 1990s, they would come after people as they were beginning to ramp up civil asset forfeiture. They would try to make a statement that this had some kind of a connection to the drug business, this cash. We're going to take this cash, going to charge this cash with a crime, and I'm going to stick it in my pocket and take it back to the police station. I'm not charging you. I know you weren't selling drugs. I have no evidence of you selling drugs. I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to give you a trial. But your cash, I mean, I just stuck it in front of the nose of my dog here, and he tested positive on it, right? He alerted to that. That's true. You know, if you did a test, you could find traces of cocaine on most U.S. cash. So that wasn't much of a stretch to say that that was the case. But that was the argument for the longest time. Well, it fuels illegal activity, you know, like what the Obama administration did. But it's moved on to a whole new level. Oh, you can catch COVID now from cash. And not only that, not only did they frighten people about using cash, but if you can't get out and go to the store and hand somebody something, well, then you, if you're going to buy something, people lock down and they're doing so much commerce on the internet that look at what has happened to Amazon and Jeff Bezos and just, you know, straight to the moon without even a jet rocket, right? It's just the stack of cash that he's got. Just, if he can climb that thing. And so everybody's buying stuff online. Everybody is paying online and not using cash because we're locked down. And so that was the other part of it. But when we look at the fact that, you know, most stores are shut down, or the people who would likely use cash don't want to wear a mask to go out. You got the small businesses that would be accepting cash. They don't have it. Well, I went to the grocery store with my wife before they started all this mask mandates, and they had signs up saying we don't have any coins, because about the middle of June, the Federal Reserve told everybody, we don't have coins. We got a coin shortage. Seriously, you think people are hoarding coins? Why? Why would they hoard coins? I mean, they're not made out of silver, certainly not gold, but they aren't even made out of silver anymore. They're just slugs, placeholders, right? A penny, it's not worth enough for you to even expend the effort to pick it up. But that helps to keep people from using cash, because it's like, well, we're going to round up it. Oh, that seems like a ripoff. It doesn't really matter that much. And so that's another discouragement for people to use it. That's another indication that this is all being manipulated. As Claudio Grass says, the COVID crisis is supercharged the war on cash. With cash being presented not just as a danger to society and national security, you know, because only criminals use it, but also as a direct health hazard due to coronavirus, we're being pushed towards digital alternatives, and it's being massively reinforced. This is another big part of their agenda. For example, in May, you had the World Economic Forum. These are the people who run Davos. They published an article in their Global Agenda publication. That's the name of it, Global Agenda, because that's what this is, a global agenda, strongly supporting the mass adoption of digital payments for the sake of public health, of course. Everything is for the sake of public health now. Every one of the measures that they want to do, completely controlling your movement, tracking you everywhere, the entire UN agenda that we've seen implemented in China, now it's all being done, and it's being done for public health. And digital currency, cashless currency, is a big part of that. In China, already in 2019, 80% of consumers were using mobile payments a year ago. In the U.S., it was less than 10%. And now that is rapidly changing. And as the COVID experiment was being rolled out in China, they introduced a new digital yuan. And it's been in development for more than 5 years. Right? This is not a response to COVID-19. This is something they've been planning on, but COVID-19, like all of these elements, provides them a justification to move forward. So they rolled it out in April in four Chinese cities, and they are going to be rolling it out nationally very soon. And we're going to be doing the same thing. And it will replace physical legal tender. A big part of this, folks, to understand, is that the Federal Reserve and the central banks globally had already painted themselves into a corner in the way that they responded to the global recession in 2008-2009 by creating an even bigger bubble. This is one way that they can avoid the responsibility and the guillotines, as Michael Bloomberg put it. And it also allows them to move forward with what they'd always planned on doing anyway, and that is to have everything move to digital cash so that there is no privacy. You know, we talk about, well, you know, hey, cryptocurrency, that's cool because you could do it completely privately. You could move money across international borders and so forth. No, it's not going to work that way. Not going to work that way. You go to digital cash and they're going to be using that to track you. As a matter of fact, if you look at Facebook, when Zuckerberg came up with his Libra currency, what did he have in his white paper? Just one little phrase there in the middle of the white paper that said it all. The way that he was trying to sell this, and of course he wasn't able to sell this because they're going to do their own cryptocurrency. They're going to manage it themselves. But he thought he could sell it to them if he made it clear that he was going to make it a de facto global ID. That's right there in the white paper. And now we have a new law that's being proposed in the U.S., which would basically kill cryptocurrency. If you think that it's going to be private, think again. It's called the Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act, or LEED. As Simon Black, Sovereign Man, says, in other words, move over, China. The land of the free will lead the way in destroying the last remaining freedom of its citizens. Privacy, encryption. Yeah, we're going to take that away, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Storewide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50-60% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter Sum of Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time, double Patriot points, and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, VasoBeats, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. Don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty is your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move on
All right, one of the things that they are corralling us into, kettling us, if you want to talk about the police tactic of handling people who are demonstrating, you know, they kettle you, they surround you and move you into an area. And what we're being kettled into is forced vaccination. And we know where this is coming from. It's coming from Bill Gates and so forth. If you look at the World Health Organization, in 2008, they got an estimated $281 million, the WHO did, from the U.S. The second highest contributor to the WHO was Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the second and third top financiers of the WHO. Now that President Trump has moved out of the World Health Organization, we have had, nevertheless, we've had President Trump supporting Gavi and supporting vaccines without any restraint. As I pointed out, you know, that $286 million that we were given to WHO, we gave $450 million to Moderna to develop a vaccine, similar amount to Pfizer. We gave $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca to manufacture vaccines and a similar amount to another country. So it's just ramping up very rapidly. And as a matter of fact, I want to play for you real quickly here a video clip from President Trump proudly talking about his commitment to Bill Gates's Gavi. Let's run that clip.
Gavi operates with great transparency, and Boris Johnson is somebody with tremendous respect for you and everything you do. He called, he said, do you think you could do something maybe around the Oval Office or right by the Oval Office? I said, why not? It happens to be right behind me. As the coronavirus has shown, there are no borders. It doesn't discriminate. It's mean, it's nasty, but we're going to all take care of it together. It's great to be partnering with you. We will work hard. We will work strong. Send my regards to Boris, and good luck. Let's get the answer.
There you go. Yeah. As I said, you know, the question is President Trump passive or is he partnering? Well, there you go. He's partnering with Bill Gates, partnering with Gavi. The Gavi Alliance, Trump's support came in the first ever global vaccine summit. Of course, it was done virtually because, you know, we've got to maintain the premise that everybody is afraid of this. A virtual global vaccine summit. First one they did. Surpassed the goal of $7.4 billion that they wanted. Instead, they raised $8.8 billion. Securing commitments from most major nations around the world, Gavi received even a $5 million donation from the Rockefeller Foundation. They stated that this success in fundraising will go not only to routine immunization programs, but it'll also help the public-private partnership play a major role in the rollout of a future COVID-19 vaccine. All right, I've been talking about the cashless society, the coming vaccine, and joining us now to talk about this global rollout, because as he pointed out, it is a global issue, isn't it? It is a global plot. Joining us now is Catherine Austin Fitch. You can find her website, Solari.com. Also on Twitter, you can find her at The Solari Report. The Solari Report on Twitter. Joining us now is Catherine Austin Fitch. Thank you for joining us, Catherine.
David, always a pleasure. How are you?
Oh, doing great, I guess. Kind of depressed as usual as I look at this rolling out, but it looks like all the pieces are falling into place for their side, doesn't it?
I used to have a pastor would say, if we can face it, God can fix it.
That's
so
right.
I think the depression of facing what's going on is sort of part of what it takes to get to the other side. So I continue to be an optimist.
Every day, as I was saying to Pastor Waddell in the last hour, I said every day it's a question: do you trust God, and who do, and what do you fear? I mean, if you look at this,
exactly.
Quite frankly, you and I both know that the odds are. I mean, these people, the power that they've got, the plans that they've had for a long time, and to watch how all this stuff is just falling into place and how rapidly it is falling into place, I would have absolutely no hope if I didn't have hope in God. But God is bigger than all of this, and we'll just see what happens.
I think they're absolutely going to fail and fail spectacularly. Now, what I don't underestimate is their ability to kill a lot of people on their way to failure.
That's true.
Because I think, you know, I call this the injection fraud. I have a very popular article called The Injection Fraud, and I don't call these vaccines. I don't think they're vaccines. Under the law, vaccines are medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, these are tracking devices. These are injectable credit cards. You know, this is part of the global reset. So the bankers got together at Jackson Hole last August, and they approved a plan called Going Direct. And Going Direct means they can build the smart kid train track. You know, the last mile is into your home and your neighborhood, and then the last inch is into your brain. And that's why they keep trying to shoot heavy metals into all of us.
Yeah.
And so I think this is part of getting a much more centralized, immediate control in the financial system direct into every human being. So this, you know, in one sense, this is the mark of the beast. Any Christian knows what this is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
I don't call these vaccines. I think it's a fraud to call them vaccines. So, you know, under
and you're not the
law,
only one. I've gotten a lot of people contact me and say, you know, I've got a relative who's a doctor or a nurse or whatever, and they're not anti-vaccine, but boy, they're really anti this COVID-19 thing because they know it's not going to be tracked. And if you look at the company that is being fast tracked the most, that is the lead, and of course, you know, our vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui, comes from Moderna, but that company has never produced anything that has ever gone to market, and no product, no medicine or anything, and they're the lead ones with the vaccine, and most of the other big pharmaceutical companies don't even want to try that approach of mode RNA.
So here's why they call it a vaccine. If you can pretend under the law that it's medicine, then you have freedom from liability, and you can get all sorts of government money and protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's a fraud to call it a vaccine. But if you look at the profits of being able to get people to call it a vaccine are, you know, it increases your profits by many hundreds of billions of dollars. And of course, protection from liability in a situation where you're going to injure, disable, or kill a lot of people is absolutely essential to any kind of plan that does that kind of human harm. So, and that's why I think it's very, very important that we not permit them to call them vaccines, because this is not a medicine. This is something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and again, of course, you know, that liability protection goes back to the first year that Fauci was in office. You know, he helped to get that through back, and he came in 1985. By 1986, they signed that law. And as you pointed out, if these people were going to go out and they were going to use something like, oh, I don't know, maybe hydroxychloroquine, which has been around for 60 years and costs about $1 a dose, right? We're not going to allow that. But we'll give people $500 million each to develop a vaccine, and then we'll spend billions of dollars from all these other companies and use the military to ramp up production of this, and nobody, not only will you get $500 million, but you'll get complete legal immunity if you call it a vaccine.
Well, but here's the thing. You're trying to re-engineer the financial system. So this has nothing to do with health. You're mm-hmm. trying to create central control by creating by invoking a medical emergency or a healthcare emergency that gives you all sorts of police power. So this is, you know, the war on terror has run its course, and now we need a new way of evoking central powers and police powers. And that's part of what this does. But the reality is, if you're going to build the smart grid into everybody's body and hook us up to the government clouds, you know, you need a pretext, and this is the pretext. And it's one of the reasons they're moving so fast. Normally,
yes.
if this had been a vaccine, you know, it would take years to do the proper testing and trials. And this is a giant experiment. And the reason I say it's going to kill a lot of people or disable a lot of people is they haven't done any of that. So this is highly experimental, but they're in a rush because mm-hmm. last August they approved the global reset. They're proceeding, and they need to get every human being in their plan hooked up to the cloud.
Let's talk about the financial aspect of this when we come back, because that's one of your big areas of expertise. We're talking to Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, and you can find her on Twitter at The Solari Report. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12 taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and loved them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. I am cutting this breaking announcement on July 9th. By Monday, we will have to end the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's the July 4th sale, the tail end of it, and all of the high-quality products that were sold out have been back in stock and are available again, but some of these are in limited numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, not just store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but we have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and K, so good for your immune system, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken under the tongue, 50% off, back in stock, and again, double Patriot points. Bodies, 50% off, sold out for months, now back in stock with double Patriot points and free shipping. All of these, storable food, available again, ships 3 to 4 weeks, we have it in stock, get your orders in now. Again, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Today's special, Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Double Patriot points, storable free shipping, it's about to end, take action now, and thank you all for your support.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band.Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Catherine Austin Fitz. So I want to say real quickly before we go back to Catherine, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended our 4th of July sale. We have up to 60% off. We have free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Many very safe, effective, and now affordable, more than ever before, supplements to help you protect your health. Things like our Winter Sun, which is vitamin D. Vitamin D is going to build your immune system. So if you're concerned about this or about anything else, and you want to make sure that you're in top health, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds us. That's what keeps our independent media here free. And you've been very good to help us with that. So we want to help you. And that's part of what this special is about. 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points for discounts in the future at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Catherine. Catherine, we were talking about where this is all headed. The tracing, the tracking, essentially putting everybody onto the internet, moving towards digital cash. I mentioned earlier in the program how we have the LEAD Act that has now been proposed in the U.S. government to outlaw encryption. So if you all thought that cryptocurrency was going to be your ticket to privacy, well, you better think again, because they are going to outlaw every aspect of privacy. But it's also the contact tracing, isn't it?
So, you know, this is essentially, if you want to step back, this is a conversion of the model under which society is managed. And it's a conversion of the financial model, but it's also a major conversion of the legal and governance model, David. So, you know, so you and I grew up in a world where an individual was sovereign. So an individual had sovereignty, and essentially that sovereignty was granted by divine authority. And what you're looking at is a push to technocracy, whereby an individual has no sovereignty. They are a resource to be used just like a gallon of oil or, you know, a bushel of wheat. So they're viewed as a resource. And instead of having them, you know, resonate with divine authority and all intelligence, you want them to resonate with their smartphone and the machine. So this is essentially going back to a very, you know, part of the going direct model is you're going to hook people up. And instead of using markets to manage the allocation of resources, you're going to use AI software in a technocracy. So you set highly centralized rules, you know, by algorithm, and then you proceed to, you know, allocate resources and manage and control people very, very directly with tremendous amounts of micromanagement. And at the heart of it, it's essentially a slavery system where you no longer have currency in the classic sense. You know, everybody gets a credit at the company store, and if they behave, they get to use the credit. If they don't, you know, the credit gets taken away.
That's right. Well, so, they love to talk about the Internet of Things, don't they? You know, where they inventory everything. And we've seen this in the warehouses. You know, they have RFID or other things where they can keep track of every piece of thing in their inventory. But guess what? We are one of those things that they're going to inventory. We are one, the part of the Internet of Things. That includes us in their world of smart cities and tracking and everything that we do and tracing everything that we do.
So think of it this way, for us to run a train from one coast to the other, you have to have train tracks. And what you're looking at is an accelerated and very aggressive basis to get the train tracks of the smart grid, the hardware, into the last mile and the last inch. And the last mile is getting it into your home and your community, the telecommunications, et cetera. And the last inch is basically getting the brain-machine interface. One of the things I wanted to mention, you mentioned that the gentleman who runs Operation Warp Speed, which is the COVID injection effort by the federal government. I don't know if you know this. Yes, he was on the board of Moderna, but he was also head of research at GlaxoSmithKline.
That's right, and yeah, for the longest time, Of vaccines there,
right? No, his claim to fame was brain-machine interface and bioelectronics.
Oh, okay. Moncef Slaoui?
Right. And there's a 2012 article on Financial Times with detailed descriptions of his leadership in the brain-machine interface area and what brain-machine interface can do. You notice they're always trying to do the test, and now the vaccine's into your head. You ever wonder why?
Well, I had not seen him identified by that. I had seen him identified as a vaccine guy at GlaxoSmithKline. But that makes absolute sense, Catherine, because, you know, Francis Collins has been talking about, and, you know, the boss of Fauci, after he did the Human Genome Project, there was a long article about a week and a half ago where they were talking about transhumanism. And as soon as Francis Collins went from the Human Genome Project to be the manager of the NIH, he began the Human Connectome Project, where he's basically doing brain analysis and how you communicate by brain, because that's going to be part of, they imagine, their transhumanism. So, yeah, it always goes back to getting in your brain.
Right. Well, part of selling, you know, by taking the way I started to learn about what I call the injection fraud is for 10 years I served as an investment advisor to private families and individuals. And many of my clients had had children disabled or killed by vaccines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started to add up the financial destruction that can occur to a family, even a very wealthy family, from vaccine injury. And it was absolutely frightening. In fact, I just saw, I don't know if you've seen recent interviews with Toby Rogers, but he's saying the cost by 2025, the cost of autism to the United States will be in the trillion of trillions of dollars. It's very frightening. You know, there's a great mother on the first Vaxxed, you know, Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2 are really must-watch documentaries, but she explained that a heavily autistic child will cost, from the time he becomes autistic to his death, present value $5 million. Rogers had a lower number for that, but I think the $5 million from what I saw was very reasonable. You know, that's the kind of expense that destroys the economics of a family.
And it was completely unknown. You and I never saw that. I mean, the first time I ever knew a kid that had autism was in the mid-2000s. Prior to that, never seen it before. Nobody wants to ask why this is all of a sudden exploding. And when you have somebody who does ask, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, they come after him. He has a documentary. I'm going to watch that this weekend at 1986theact.com. It's a dramatization going back and looking at how they got legal immunity and the whole vaccine issue. So I'm anxious to see that. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
There are two things. There's a PREP Act in 2005. And the 1986 Act, and it's the combination. If you go to Solari and read the injection fraud, I describe them both. Mm. And it's the combination of those that gives them tremendous liability. We now have 54% of the kids in America now have chronic disease. And the doctors I trust tell me it's much higher because a lot of the kids can't afford proper testing. So whether it's 54% or 70 to 75%, you're talking about significant depopulation. You're talking about wiping out a population. I call it the great poisoning, and I think vaccines are only a part of it. If you look at whether it's the global spraying or you look at the GMOs or you're looking at the pesticides, and we have, you know, several generations which are literally being physically poisoned, and we can give all sorts of names to the symptoms of poisoning, but that makes it complicated. It's really very simple. You know, we're poisoning each other, and that has to change.
Yeah, and it's a soft kill. And they're doing that. They're killing our economy. I'm just surprised at how rapidly it is accelerating now at this point. And they're getting ready. I mean, they've got billions of these things being manufactured. They're ready to push these things out just by the end of the year to accelerate the damage to people.
But you can't just say they are doing this, because we are doing this too. If you look at the number of people who are implementing, you know, whether it's the pharmaceutical part or the government part or the academic part or the science part or the, you know, you go on and on and on and on. What you're watching is all of us are helping to implement this. And that means if we can face the fact that we're culpable too, we have the power to stop it.
That's right. And they are able to continue with this and get us to play along with this because they play on our fear. They play on our ignorance. They play on the greed of many people. All of those things roll together, and it makes a very, very powerful combination. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, and you can also find her on Twitter at The Solari Report. And what was the name again, Catherine, of that article about the injection fraud?
Injection fraud.
At Solari.com. All right, thank you for joining us, folks. That's it for the program.
Money. Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water.
Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.